Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I guess you didn't know.
I guess I didn't know.
Mike Adams is ready for war. The Info War. He's coming up next segment to cover. Each new chapter in the COVID depopulation plan becomes more insane. We are living in a nightmare. They're trying to just normalize it. You've got to fight like hell to not let them normalize it. We're taking phone calls right now. Mark in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to hear from you. Good to hear it. So, voice reason.
Good to have you here, brother. What's on your mind?
The January 6th thing. Yeah, that was, wow. Talk about a setup. I just wanted to get my word out there and say, you know, I almost went to that. And what they're doing right now is just crazy. They're, you know, with the commission to investigate it and everything, I can't believe that even.
Yeah, they're setting the precedent to try to scare people from protesting and then demonizing a million people because 500 or 600 went into a Capitol, most of them peaceful. It's just outrageous.
Yes, and here in Colorado, you know, at least in Colorado Springs, we're pretty conservative, and we all know that election was stolen. It's just a matter of them wanting to listen to it. But the Ashley Babbitt thing, I watched that whole thing live. It was ridiculous. I can't believe that you didn't even have a weapon. I love how Trump's exposing it and trying to. But I have to rebuttal that last caller, you know, the Trump guy that didn't like Trump because of everything that's been going on, but he tries his best. You know, I don't think in his heart that he knew that vaccine.
Well, I mean, I just see now that Trump got the election stolen from him, is gone. People are even madder at him. We just can't blame Trump. We got to blame ourselves and just move forward. Thank you for the call, Mark. Really appreciate you. Matthew's in Florida. He wants to respond to the Jewish conspiracy caller earlier. Go ahead.
Alex, first, appreciate you having me on, but to preface what I'm going to say.
And I'm sorry, I can't give you 9 minutes like him. I was rubbing against the gun. You got 2 minutes. Go.
So what I wanted to say is I went to Jewish day school, K-12, grandchildren of Holocaust survivors. My dad was born in a DP camp, is now a doctor. And all these theories, the Rothschilds, all that stuff, that was part of the propaganda that resulted in my grandparents even being in the concentration camp. Growing up, though, and seeing that, and being in shuls where the rabbis seemed to not take the side of Israel the way my Hebrew teachers were taking the side of Israel when buses would blow up in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, that made me realize maybe there's something going on here. But at the end of the day, the fact that the Jews have been so persecuted over time, and the fact that in these holidays, all of them involve persecution, whether it's people forcibly coming into private homes and forcing them to eat pork, created a religion, right? All these things, it was all persecution. So unless religion was the original psyop and we've been fooled this whole time, then there's only really one way to look at it. And the fact that you have people like Milton Friedman, doesn't that prove something wrong, don't you think?
Obviously there's Jews of diverse backgrounds and ideas, and that's why I try to just, all this stuff becomes a tail-chasing deal. But then you have the ADL coming out saying get rid of free speech, and then labeling anybody that's for America bad, that is going to cause major pressure to be put on Jews that are not part of that large situation. So leftist Jews going out and persecuting people now is going to cause a backlash. And I think it's up to Jews and anybody else to stand up and criticize what the ADL is doing.
Alex, one other thing. When my dad first came to this country, when they first came here and he was a baby and was growing up, this only anti-Semitism and discrimination that he experienced in northern New Jersey was from the liberal Jews who said, you guys are diseased. You guys are giving us a bad name. You should go back. Why'd you come here? You're making us look bad.
That's what I've seen. I've definitely seen that. Thank you, sir.
In 60 seconds, I have a really bad tendency about going into too much detail. But listeners and viewers know that I straight shoot you. The last thing I would do is BS you. I personally have a reminder on the calendar on my phone that at least once a week, I've got to take Survival Shield X2 or X3. Because when I don't, my energy, my stamina, my libido, my focus, everything is not half as good as it should be. This is a product system that everyone should be taking because it's not just a product. It is essential in the body, and most iodine is found in the food you get. Most people are very deficient in it. So we have X2 for 50% off with free shipping and double pay 3 points. X3, 60% off free shipping and double pay 3 points, running through July 4th because I want you to experience X2 and X3, particularly X3. I'm not saying it's better than X2, but this is something that can really benefit everybody, and it funds the M4. So get your X2 and X3 with free shipping. Massive discounts now at InfoWarsStore.com. From the front lines.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order.
All right, we were born for this time, and there's no doubt now that the so-called vaccine is deadly and that it is causing infertility, heart attacks, all sorts of problems. All the vaccines were designed according to what Fauci and Bill Gates wanted. The wheels have completely come off. The world economy is collapsing. The third world's imploding. 10 million illegals are coming across the Texas border. The Border Patrol estimates 5 million already have, another 5 million by October, end of fiscal year. This is the collapse of the country. More than 40% of San Franciscans plan to leave this year, saying the city is deteriorating and has collapsed. This is a world government plan to collapse and end the social contract. Mike Adams has been doing a great job over at naturalnews.com chronicling the insane amount of mainline prestigious studies that in their attempts to whitewash what's happening, document it. The New England A Journal of Medicine, that's very prestigious, saying that 82% of individuals that are pregnant that take the inoculation, the baby dies. We've got that. We've got British rocker dying from brain hemorrhage. I mean, this stuff is every day. Study links, you know, chest pain, heart attacks in the troops. They've had to put advisements in there saying that it can cause a heart attack. Norway to pay compensation for AstraZeneca side effects. And now they're sending the Delta variant teams in to demand their way into your house, which is the next phase of all this. And they're talking about worldwide mask mandates and more lockdowns, which haven't even ended in places like England and Australia or Canada. And then you have Canadian officials saying, we're doing this to silence everyone for our political takeover. So there's no longer any doubt. You hit the moment of emergence. When a tyranny isn't hiding anymore, its tanks are rolling against you. And so Mike Adams is here to talk about the spontaneous abortions. He's here to talk about the studies. He's here to talk about why are they giving saline everywhere? Well, that's for certain groups and not others. It's in the news now confirmed. We heard 6 months ago. You go into the Walgreens, wherever they go, oh, you're black? Oh, let me see. Oh, you get this shot. Oh, of course, the Walgreens or CVS or Walmart employees aren't in on it. They're just following some directive. But who's running those directives? We were talking about saline shots 6 months ago. Now it's hundreds of articles where they confirm they're doing it. Mike Adams is really good at connecting the dots and deciphering things. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, thank you so much for spending time with us on this Friday.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's great to join you. And exactly as you mentioned, the New England Journal of Medicine published a science paper with a data set that shows that 4 out of 5 pregnancies where the women are given these COVID injections during the first or second trimesters end in spontaneous abortions in less than 20 weeks. That's 82% is what the data show. And yet, at the same time, the study authors apparently attempted to obfuscate that fact, and they included in their denominator of their calculation of the percentage, they included 700 other women who weren't vaccinated until their third trimester, and then said, well, gosh, these 700 women vaccinated in the third trimester didn't have spontaneous abortions in the first 20 weeks, which they couldn't have, Alex, because pregnant women aren't time travelers. They can't go back in time and have a spontaneous abortion in the first 20 weeks when they're injected in the last 8 weeks. So they use this obfuscation in order to try to conclude that the vaccines really aren't causing any kind of spontaneous abortions when their own data show that it's actually killing 82% of unborn human babies in the first 20 weeks. So, Alex, this is a confirmation that the depopulation component is functioning exactly as engineered, that they are going to see millions of reductions of live births, probably just in the next 12 months, who knows, over the next few years. This is like that Clive Owen sci-fi movie. What was it called? Children of Men, I think.
Yes, where everybody's sterilized.
Right. We're entering that sci-fi future right now. It's all confirmed.
What about the hundreds of articles I have here, AP, Reuters, all of them, admitting that, oh, it's an accident. Thousands here, hundreds here are being given saline. It's on the bottle. They know the difference. And they're reportedly looking at laptops, looking at iPads to decide who gets what according to race. That's in the news now. There are now hundreds of witnesses that are reporting this.
Well, I think Sherry Tenpenny gave you an excellent answer on this. I think she was on your show yesterday or the day before. And she's exactly right that they don't want to make it obvious that they're killing everybody all at once. And so they do. They inject some people with saline so they can claim, oh, look, it's safe. Those people are fine. But others get the spike protein injection, which is a biological weapon. But my understanding and my guess here is that as the booster shots roll out, the booster shots will become more and more aggressive in terms of their fatality. And anybody who is unwise enough to sign up for more booster shots is eventually going to be killed by this biological weapon. So remember, they have to keep the Delta variant mass hysteria in the media. And now, as you said, they have these response teams, which, let's just face it, we got to call them Delta Force. They're like Delta Force government teams now, except they're not defending our country. They're killing humanity. And they're going to roll out and spread mass hysteria to make sure more people sign up for the booster shots. And that's where the real death wave kicks in. So we may only be months away from the real sharp explosion of mass death across America from these vaccines, Alex.
We also have the VAERS report, and the different studies say 10, 50, 100 times more than what is actually reported, but the average is about 40. They say it's an accurate number. So if you've got 5,000, 6,000 deaths from the COVID vaccines here in the U.S., and it's 40 times 6,000, that is a gigantic number. They're banning these shots all over the world. There's people that ask, what is this? I believe this is the beta test, still incredibly strong, to see if we'll put up with all this death, all this disease, all these heart attacks, now forcing them to put a warning, like it's a pack of cigarettes, on these injections. Is this the big push, or is this just the beta for something bigger, like you said, the booster shots?
Well, these are just the early days of the real extermination war against humanity because, as you said, VAERS is currently reporting over 6,000 deaths following COVID vaccinations. The real number, in my estimation, is at least 100,000 Americans have been killed by vaccines so far. It might be a couple hundred thousand. We just don't know for sure.
And let's be clear. In the rat study, 6 months they did at UT in 2012, Fauci paid for, killed most of the rats within 6 months. Well, in the life cycle, that's like 3 or 4 years in a human. And so we're going to see a lot more in the future, aren't we?
Well, absolutely. And don't forget, there's something big that everybody's forgetting about this. Right now, under emergency use authorization, they are not allowed to mandate these vaccines. But once they get FDA approval that attempts to confirm the safety and efficacy from their twisted point of view, then they can mandate these vaccines onto everyone because they're no longer experimental. And that's estimated to happen in October. And when that happens, the entire military will be forcibly injected. And that's how they wipe out the United States military as well as the population.
Keep going here, Mike. Tell us when we come back, I'm going to try to shut up and give you the floor. What else is on your radar? What we can do?
Okay. Well, it is clear this is a global extermination against humanity. It's in the early phases. It's going to accelerate, and they're going to combine multiple vectors of a grid-down collapse, an economic collapse, a second wave of biowarfare agents launched probably by communist China. And I believe, based on my sources, once America is sufficiently weakened from within with internal race wars and perhaps a civil war, if they can engineer that, and maybe nationwide gun confiscation attempts following a false flag attack, then the communists will literally invade the continental United States, perhaps through UN troops or communist Chinese troops, working with narco cartels across the southern border. And I've got numerous sources confirming all of this, including the pre-staging of weapons in the United States. So the American people are going to be fighting a multi-front war against invaders, against a rogue element of perhaps the military, and bioweapons and a grid down scenario all at the same time. This is all happening together by design.
By the way, Mike, I 100% agree with you. We'll explain why on the other side. I'm not trying to scare you folks. We must mobilize now. This is the takedown of the U.S. This is the final minutes of the Republic.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging round. Nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life.
You know, I'd like to go back to the old days, still at Open Free Society. But that's all ending.
Just like me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing unrestricted, undeclared warfare, 21st century attack by major corporations to come in with big media and not tell you that they ordered the Texas power shut off in the official documents. Said, no, you can't authorize to up your power for the storm. That was on record. Or they shut down the Keystone Pipeline or the Colonial. Those were all tests. And so when Mike Adams, joining us earlier, back with us now, said this is the beginning of the main assault. This is the shutdown of the economy, the shutdown of the power grid, the collapse of all the major blue cities. A race war is the cover to then bring in the foreign UN troops under the Strong Cities Initiative. It's all official. It's here. And the Pentagon's saying it's not China. It's not any foreign countries a threat. It's the American people, people that don't want lockdowns, people that don't want forced inoculations, people that question elections, declaring us the enemy and spying on Tucker Carlson. It happened. We let them kill the babies. We let them do all the GMO. We let them do it all. And so they're going for broke now. And Klaus Schwab says we're going to censor the whole Internet. We're going to take control of everybody. We're going to control things with corporate governance, what you can say and do. We're going to suppress medical treatments because we're tyrants. And here he is saying the power grid's going to go down, which, of course, is John Hopkins' announcement, the next big move. It's all been a beta test to totally bring us to our knees and consolidate control. The virus was the beta test to get us used to being locked down. Now the real attack's coming, I believe, a national or regional power outage. Here he is.
Still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons of cyber.
So, he says he wants no people. He wants to cut carbon. He said COVID helped us do less. Now he says, oh, a big power outage is coming. Oh, it's going to be so terrible. So he'll be the hero once it happens. Mike Adams, this is all scripted. It's all prepared. It's all happening now. What do we do?
See, when he talks about this coming cyber grid attack, you know, he's saying it licking his lips, you know, with a sense of joy, with a sense of knowing that this is what's coming, the same way Fauci warned that Trump was going to have to deal with a biological weapons attack. They know it's coming because they're engineering it. But I want to bring people's attention to a really important metaphor in all of this, that condo collapse in Miami. And, of course, my prayers go out to all the innocent victims of that collapse. But there was one woman who I believe lived on the 7th floor. She ran out of the building because she heard a sound. She got up. It was like 2 or 3 in the morning when this happened. She got up and she saw a giant crack appear in the wall, a crack that she said was 2 fingers wide in terms of its gap. And she heard sounds, and her balcony door would no longer shut because the geometry of the doorway had shifted. She immediately realized, hey, I've got to get out. Something's not right with this. And she ran down 7 flights, and she got out. She survived, and the building collapsed behind her. Now, why is this important to understand? Because right now, Alex, your viewers, my listeners, those are the people who are seeing the signs of the collapse that is about to accelerate at the speed of gravity here.
I totally agree. And it's a metaphor like Deepwater Horizon was, or this, of the collapse that's already begun. The cracks are already there. The door is already crooked.
Yes, and for those who are wise enough to see what's happening and to then adjust, adapt, escape this problem, or be prepared, they will be the survivors. Well, most people did not survive because they never saw the signs, or they were asleep and it happened during their sleep hours. But for those who are willing to pay attention, you can see what's about to happen, and all of your viewers can see it. It's now in our faces.
Of how you believe they implode us and then invade us as, quote, saviors with international I-4 force. Describe how the dominoes fall. Could be next week, could be 6 months from now. But you can see this is the imminent modern attack. We are under attack. America is falling right now.
Well, one thing that's clear to me is that they won't launch the land invasion of the continental United States until they believe they have confiscated some significant portion of the firearms. So the
race
sequence
war
that I
will
see,
precede that.
Exactly. They're going to try to launch a race war. They're going to pull off a false flag event, try to blame, of course, the gun owners and Trump supporters and Christians and so on. They will see if the people will comply to turn in their guns, which I believe people will not comply. That would be insane at this point, with the police being defunded and violent crime exploding, you know, all across liberal cities everywhere. People need self-defense more than ever, including, by the way, women and people of color, and also gays and lesbians and transgenders are buying guns more than ever before right now. So it's the left that's buying guns more than ever. So it's going to make gun control very difficult among left-wing legislators. So they're going to try to push a false flag, and they're going to try to take the guns. If we, the American people, if we surrender our guns, I believe we will be invaded by communists physically with a bullet in for every one of us. They will then exterminate every last living American,
and
because
the way,
they need to take over America.
It's confirmed by the Canadian military now that the Chinese troops are massing in Canada. Canada's under martial law, saying we don't let people go outside, they might talk, and hundreds of thousands of Chinese troops, bare minimum, are massing.
Well, that's absolutely true. They're massing in the north, in Canada, but the larger movement will, I believe, come from the south, because for many years, and I've confirmed this with numerous sources, communist Chinese military generals have been training a narco cartel troops. And, you know, they have the armored vehicles. They've got the routes to bring weapons in. They pre-stage weapons, as I said before, and they have an incredible amount of funding in order to achieve this. They will launch war from the south if we give up our guns. So I've got to say to the American people, we must protect the Second Amendment, because if you surrender, you will be invaded and you will be slaughtered. This is not just about defending, you know, the right for self-defense against a tyrannical government. This is about defending the nation against foreign invaders.
And Mike, you're totally right. We're in the climate of a takedown. They're not going to just launch a bio attack through vaccines that kills tens of millions and then let us get mad and take the government back. You only do that as a preparatory phase to soften everyone up ahead of an even bigger attack. The attacks are going to get exponential.
Yeah, exactly. And then add in a grid down scenario where you lose the basic infrastructure of functioning American communities, and add in a potential financial collapse and race wars and possible EMP weapons. I mean, this is a total takedown. It's coming. We've got to plan to be able to survive and defend our nation off grid. Off grid. That's
going to
be the key.
And I think you agree, it's going to be before the midterms they try to fully take the U.S. down.
That's what it seems like, yes. Although there may be delays in their plan, but that's their intention.
All right, stay there. Mike Adams, more on the deadly bio attack confirmed in the vaccine. Extermination of America happening right now.
There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal high-quality iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globalists work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much of all the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. That's
because the research scientists pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and then two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The bar where the Beach Boys would go. Genesis last stop before Kokomo. Those nights were on fire. We couldn't get higher. We didn't know that we had it all. But nobody wants you before the fall.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to be 100% clear with our listeners and viewers. I'm not saying all this to be sensational. They have given experimental vaccines that we know Fauci tested at the UT Level 4 weapons lab that killed almost all the mice and rats they tested it on. They knew before they put this out it would cause heart attacks. It would cause bleeding in the brain. And it's happened. And now they're trying to cover that up. And the death rate's off the charts. So when you hit your own country with something of that level, you're only doing it because you plan to do something even worse that'll distract folks from that. Then the next attack will be even bigger. So we're asking, what is the big attack? You read about history, you hear about times with millions dead, wars, and starving and death. That's when countries didn't agree with each other. We have a global corporate system playing countries off against each other, bringing in a nightmare program. And so the sky's the limit. What do we do, Mike Adams, to telegraph to the deep state, you know, to the George Soroses and the New World Order types that they're not going to get away with this because they have really set loose the fires of race war and division and collapse. They've already, the lockdowns already caused the third world to collapse and massive migrant waves the UN is using as a political and economic and cultural and military weapon. I mean, the big picture, the world's on fire. The world's disintegrating. Blue cities by design are imploding, not just here, but all over the world they're doing this. Well, how do you see them playing this out and how do we counter it?
Well, let me be clear, and I know this is going to sound odd, but long-term, I'm an optimist in how this plays out because, well, for the following reasons, and plus we have God on our side. But in the short term, I believe the globalists will succeed in mass murdering at least 1 billion human beings on our planet today, maybe more. They will succeed in taking down the America that we once knew. I believe the Republic will fall, but it will be reborn by the survivors and the rebuilders, who are the people, the kind of people that watch this very show. And the reason is because the globalists, in order for them to succeed long term, they have to achieve a near 99% extermination, and they won't. They may exterminate 25%, maybe even 50%.
Well, you're saying it's so smart. I've got to interrupt. You're right. And people say, well, they're losing. If they're only getting a low percentage to inoculate, why are they doing it? Once they triggered this, they can't turn back. This, it's like a boulder going downhill. They've already initiated the war. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they've initiated the war, but they've already failed in the long run because so many people are aware of it. They did not succeed in silencing every voice of truth. They did not succeed, although they tried desperately, especially with InfoWars. But the other thing is that the answer for those of us who are going to rebuild a new society rooted in principles of liberty, the new America, as I call it, all we've got to do is survive this engineered collapse, which means we've got to be prepared. We've got to be ready for no power grid for 6 months or a year, no food supplies for a year or longer, and so on. We've got to be prepared and mentally prepared as well for what's coming. Once we make it through that, and I'm not saying it's going to be easy. A lot of lives will be lost. Families will be destroyed. You know, it's going to be hell. But if we get through that, then we will succeed in rebuilding society and defeating the globalist agenda, because at that point, they will have nowhere left to hide.
And by the way, we're not just saying this. All the globalists explained to them. We told people this 10 years ago. Now it's in all the New York Times, Washington Post. They've got armored redoubts. They've run to New Zealand. They've run to Kauai. They've run to Tasmania. They've run up to northern Canada. They're all digging in and leaving and hiding. I mean, they've done this. They've triggered this. We're not trying to be negative. We're not trying to scare people. They've initiated the damn collapse of the planet. And it's so horrible.
Yes.
It's just horrible.
And you know, realize that preparing is not just about self-defense. It's not just about defending your life or your family or your community or even your nation. At this point, preparedness is the most important pro-human activity in which you can engage. And I'm really trying to emphasize with people in my own work about being ready for off-grid situations. So, and this is not a commercial plug for any company I know, but just have a solar, you know, power bank, a solar generator is sometimes called. Have a way to gather solar energy, store it in a device so you can charge yourself.
For 5 years, it's, I better be off the grid. I better have everything. Yep. I better get ready. And I'm not even myself ready because I'm so busy fighting up on the front lines. But, I mean, absolutely, you can see this.
Yeah, no, I know the feeling. I have the same conundrum. It's like, how much should I spend, how much time doing videos and helping others versus doing my own preparedness, right? So we try to balance this, but everybody's got to be ready to operate off-grid, which means off-grid food preservation, off-grid being able to charge small electronic devices such as a night vision device, you know, for security or a radio.
About what it's going to look like if they do a 3-month power grid off. That'll create irrevocable problems 50 times worse than the COVID lockdown. You'll have just masses of burning cities, starving people. It'll look like a zombie apocalypse within 2 weeks.
It will absolutely be a zombie apocalypse, and there will be mass migrations out of the cities for those who can survive the trek. Now, cities like Los Angeles, being that there's so much desert to the east of L.A., there won't be that many survivors who can walk out on foot from Los Angeles. L.A. will be turned into a massive death zone. It seems to have already begun with some of the videos I've seen with the massive homeless camps, there's just trash everywhere. It's a city in collapse, but that's going to happen in Chicago. It's going to happen in Miami, in Houston.
See, Mike, people don't get civilization with our top engineers was hard to continue. Once the globalists made us decadent and evil and started shutting it down, it will collapse. They've initiated it.
Yeah, we're going to have a combination, I say, of I Am Legend with Will Smith and Idiocracy with Mike Judge. So we're going to have legendary idiocracy, basically, all across America. Just mass death, mass collapse, people who are unprepared, clueless, have no idea what to do. And then you're going to have this small contingent of survivors who are the veterans, you know, former law enforcement, retired cops, preppers, people who watch this show. These are the people who are going to be the survivors. We're going to have a mass die-off in the United States. There's no question in my mind. And I mean tens of millions of people will die because of what's being engineered. Without a power grid, every major city collapses. And you'll have a 70 to 80% fatality rate in those cities, even according to government reports on the after effects of the EMP.
So they're just starting the euthanasia, because by the time there's a full collapse, no one will notice why everybody's dying, because it'll just be no food anyways.
Yes, I think they also know that when the collapse comes, there'll be very limited resources, and they're trying to pre-exterminate as many people as possible so that those people aren't taking the food supplies that a lot of these Democrat governors have squirreled away.
And they're testing the media and protect, because if you'll cover up treatments for viruses, and if you'll cover up mothers that kids die, you'll cover up anything during what's about to happen. It was all just a test.
Yeah, I know, but what's fascinating is the relevance of media. And even the internet will be obsolete when the grid goes down. I mean, think about it, folks. There will be no functioning internet for this period of time. Not forever, but as the grid is down, there's no internet, there's no media, there's not even cryptocurrency when the grid's down, see? So you've got to have backup plans. You've got to have food. You've got to have silver coins.
They're all going to have the money prepositioned. Guard their facilities during the collapse that wipes out all their competition. Then once they turn the power back on, they'll be the last people standing.
Well, I think there's no doubt that all the retailers are going to be looted very, very quickly. Some may have a defense, as you mentioned, and they may be able to hold out for some period of time. But once the starvation spectrum kicks in, you know, when people reach famine, their behavior shifts quite dramatically, and they drop any pretense of polite interaction in society.
Humans become psychotic murdering machines.
Absolutely. Yeah, you said it, psychotic murdering machines, and or zombies, as we say. And that's coming. That's absolutely coming. The shortages are real. The food shortages, you've probably seen it in your commercial operations. I know I have. The shortages are real. Supply lines are collapsing.
I was talking to Norm Pattis in Connecticut. He said the store shelves are half bare. He said it's like a third.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, it's going to get way worse. And they are intentionally shutting down food production by using COVID as an excuse in many cases. And also transportation lines are completely maxed out. They can't get enough truck drivers, trains, ships, anything. So it's coming, folks.
Because they threw a snarl into the whole supply chain. Meanwhile, Gates is buying up all the farmland. Four on the other side of this.
You're exactly right.
Mike Adams, most powerful interview ever with you. Let's come back and talk about more solutions. We've given folks the bad news. Let's talk about survival straight ahead.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Mike Adams, NaturalNews.com, is our guest. He's dead on. This is a real analysis. You see times in history where civilizations, societies, commit suicide. And it's being done again. It's a very dangerous move by the ruling class, but they really believe that the Earth's overpopulated and they're saving people, you know, saving themselves. But at the end of the day, they're really psychotics. Mike, why would they try such a reckless move? Is it because their whole pedophile network was being exposed? Globalism was being challenged? We knew they had this on the shelf. They'd written about it. They talked about it in all those different documents like lockstep. But now they're doing it. I mean, this is just, we now know for sure the super bold move to give somebody a vaccine doesn't protect you from COVID and gives you blood clots all over your body and grows crystals in your brain. I mean, just, and of course, because they want to hit us, so everybody's dying once the collapse hits, and it'll just make it 100 times worse because your family will be dying around you. I mean, this is it. People need to know this is the genocide that Hitler wanted but couldn't figure out how to do sophisticatedly. He did it with airplanes and tanks. People fought back. He lost. They've done it through the medical system, and I don't think people realize that every day that we've got is precious. What's the time frame on this, and is there a way to hold this back? Is there a way to stop it?
Well, you've hit upon something really important. So, yes, the election of Trump, in fact, caused, well, and populism growing all around the world, even with Brexit, for example, caused the globalists to have to accelerate their plans. So, like you said, they were originally shooting for a lot of this for 2030 or 2035. They moved it up because of the populist uprising, and Trump's people were able to then gain control over, for example, certain segments of the NSA or the Defense Intelligence Agency that recently received the high-level Chinese spy that defected with a lot of information. So the globalists panicked, but this will be their undoing, Alex. They panicked and they unleashed all of these attacks before they had completed absolute censorship. So the fact that you and I are on the air right now, the fact that Tucker Carlson is on the air, this is going to be the downfall because they can't cover up the truth like they had planned. They needed about five more years to take everybody offline, and then they could roll this out, and there would be no dissenting views. But because, again, because of Trump's victory and the populist uprising, they had to accelerate that. So
I 100% agree with that analysis. They even admit they accelerated their plan. We forced them to. So as bad as it is, they'll only be able to kill 20% of the world population instead of 90. And in the end,
exactly.
Once now that people know it's an attack, they can't stop the attack once they launch it. It'll generate total rebellion and their annihilation in the end. The question is, are they crazy enough to start a nuclear war to try to get rid of this even faster?
Well, perhaps. I believe it's possible that they may use nuclear weapons to strike military targets in the United States. But let's remember that the globalists, ultimately, they want America's food-producing farmland, especially for communist China that can't produce a sufficient food supply domestically.
And that's why the Chinese agent Gates is buying it all up.
Well, exactly right. And this is also why bioweapons that target specifically human tissue were one of the priority weapons, because it doesn't destroy the farmland. In fact, you know, the ACE2 receptor targets for the spike protein, which are in the vaccines, they don't even harm animals. You know, it's only humans. It's targeted to humans so they can kill off the American people.
It's a biological neutron bomb.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to say it. That's exactly what it is. Because, you see, they want America's rivers and farmlands and soils and ports, you know, roadways, bridges, highways. They want the infrastructure. If there's any infrastructure left after Biden, you know, ruins everything. But they want America's infrastructure. They don't want the American people. So they've had to accelerate all this. But I think what has been set into motion now is actually going to end up in the total destruction of the globalists. Now, America will suffer serious wounds. And the nation that we once knew will never come back. We're not going back to 2019 ever again. But America, it won't be erased from history. We will surge back.
The fun and games are over. The fun and games are over.
Well, absolutely. And people now realize, or soon they will, as the people around them keep dying from this vaccine, they will realize this is a life and death fight. This is a fight for survival to the very end, that the globalists want a, quote, final solution against humanity. And in fact, you know, just going back to what we opened up this hour with, the vaccines that attack pregnant women, that's a vaccine holocaust. That's a holocaust-scale attack on human babies. In fact, they're probably going to kill so many babies that Planned Parenthood will complain that they don't have enough babies left to slaughter because they're all killed by the vaccine.
They already admit birth rates are record low in the U.S. and worldwide just from the lockdown, and record-level miscarriages with the injections. Yeah, folks, they've committed. We're in it now.
Exactly. And they've already made tactical mistakes. They have overexposed themselves in ways that are going to come back on them, but they can't pull it back now. It's
too late.
Why do you
think they pulled Gates out a month ago and removed him from a command position?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of theories about Gates. I can't speculate right now until more information comes up. I think he's my guess is a lot of new information is about to come out about Gates. Perhaps related to Maxwell and Corey Casey. That's my guess, but that's just a guess. I don't have solid intel on that, so I won't speculate further. But there are major actions in play here. It's going to look very bad for some period of time. But those of us who are dedicated to survival and America and to God, we can make it through. And that's the most important message I want to share today, Alex, with your audience in mind, is don't give up. Don't let them win the psychological warfare. You can make it through. We can survive. We come from ancestors who were survivors and pioneers. They went across America in wagons through harsh winters. Hey, if they can make it, we can too.
Not it's be our easy. Job not to be victims, but to save people around us. We're going to be the leaders. I mean, folks, if you think Mike and I and others are prominent now and people are like, oh, my God, Tucker Carlson's Alex Jones now. Well, everybody's going to be Alex Jones because I just woke up earlier than other people. And, you know, and Mike woke up the same time I did. Now everybody's going to get we were right once this all hits. And so we're going to have a real leg up on the enemy as long as we survive and persevere. Most of the left is going to die in their own cities.
Well, exactly right. And even if you and I personally don't survive this, because, you know, they are out to kill some of us, even if we don't survive,
The philosophy that we espouse will absolutely survive, and it will live on, and this nation will be great again, and the left will have only achieved the mass extermination of themselves. 96% of Democrats are taking the vaccine or plan to. 96%.
Have you ever felt the urgency, Mike, the urgency we feel now? I mean, this is like 50 times the urgency I ever felt. I mean, my whole gut, my intellect knows, man, it's about to get crazy.
Yeah. No, it is. You absolutely get it, and I get it, and we're very open with our audiences here that we don't know how long we'll be on the air. We don't know how long the food supply chains will function. We don't know how long there will be any remaining rule of law in this nation. We have no idea. It could be weeks or months away. We don't know if the power grid is going to function tomorrow. We absolutely do not know.
It'll start just suddenly with the police walking off, the border collapsing. It's already happening. And just suddenly things are burning. Suddenly the electricity's off. And then you're just the rest of your life.
Well, and also just look historically at the fall of the Soviet Union. So one day they defaulted on, you know, $90 billion, I think, in national debt, you know, the equivalent of treasury bills. And then 3 days later, All the regions declared their own independence and sovereignty, and the whole system fell apart. Boom, just like that. And that's why that metaphor, that collapsing Miami condo, again, God bless those people. I'm not trying to belittle the event, but it's a metaphor for what's happening in our society. And once the collapse begins, it accelerates at the speed of gravity. This can happen overnight. Overnight, the banks don't function. Overnight, no ATMs. Overnight, no more transactional capability in commercial sectors, including transportation, grocery, you know, anything, fuel, refineries, everything. You could wake up next week and the society you once knew is over. You've woken up in a futuristic, apocalyptic, post-nuclear, you know, scenario.
Mike, you've got to join me again next week and I got to see you in over a year. I hope you come to the studio with us to talk about solutions.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, solutions in what we do. Because you're really, always do a great job. You're really hitting on all cylinders. Right now, to talk about is there any way to stop this in 60 seconds? Is there, in your view, any way to stop this?
Well, honestly, no. Not to stop it, but to recover on the other side and then achieve victory, yes. But I don't think we can stop what's been said in
the plane is crashing, but can it be a survivable crash?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Right. The plane is crashing. Some of us have parachutes, and we can bail out of this plane, and we can then rebuild after the crash. That's my assessment.
Listen, I see the globalists. I see their leaders. They all look scared as hell because they're puppets. They're big. They know what's about to happen. They're scared. They should be.
Yeah, they should be. They because they're going to be impacted by it, too. And they're also destroying their own voter base, by the way. There would be mass murder across Democrats because of the spike protein. So, you know, the whole landscape is going to be changed from here forward. These are the last days of anything we recognize. The history once knew is over.
We live to see the New World Order, Mike. We live to be in it, man. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
AgriNews.com, along with InfoWars.com. We'll do 5 more minutes and hand the baton to the guest host that's coming up. I'm sorry, folks. What up? You just heard the truth, okay? Get right with Jesus right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.